Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Cheap Cheetah Money Show, a place for saving, making, and having fun with your money. We offer you a chance to learn new and creative ways to reach your financial goals. Here on the Cheap Cheetah Money Show, it's always about the money. To contact us, visit our website at www.cheapcheetah.com or at www.cheapcheetah.webs.com. And now, here is your host, Hill.
Good morning, my Cheap Cheetah family. Excuse me. Good morning. How is everybody this morning? Seems like I got something in my throat this morning. Forgive me. Family, it is April 12th, and New York, it's about 50, 60 degrees out. We're finally seeing some warm weather, but it's a warm weather with the wind, so it's kind of like warm and chilly, you know? You know how that goes? But I know you're not here to talk about weather, neither am I. I want to thank my archivers. I want to thank my people in my chat room. I want to thank the people who email me. Thank you for being part of the Cheap Cheetah Money Show. I appreciate you. I appreciate your suggestions. I appreciate everything you do because we're family, and you know I love you. And we're going to talk about the basics, and we're going to get into today's topic, which is investing with little or no money. You know we're on Facebook, folks. Please visit us. Be a part of the Cheap Cheetah Money Show on Facebook. We have a YouTube channel. Sometimes I go on there and I tell you about ways to make, save, and have fun with money. And also the website, thecheapcheetah.web.com. You know about all this, but I have to tell you for the people who are new to the Cheap Cheetah Money Show and not aware of what's going on. There's free ebooks, Frugal Living, 30 Minutes or Less, and Holiday Savings, the Cheap Cheetah Way. You can email me at cheapcheetah@yahoo.com for the free ebooks. Also, books for purchase, which is not a whole lot. It's a small little purchase. Consider a donation for the Cheap Cheetah Money Show because we appreciate it. The Cheap Cheetah Tip Jar is about basically various tips. The Best of Cheap Cheetah Money Show, I'm talking about the show for the first 2 years. I think I've been on with you. We've been a family for like five. So I'm talking about the first 2 years of the show, the segments, the interviews, all that good stuff. Because sometimes you can't get to a computer to listen to my great voice. And My Real Estate Diary, which talks about the ins and outs of trying to buy property in New York City, which is crazy. It's a funny, informative kind of book, and these can be found on Smashwort, Amazon, Kindle, and Creative Space. I'm looking at trying to create another ebook. I just have to find a good topic for you. If you have a product or service that you would like for me to talk about on the show, or if you would like to come on the show and be interviewed, by all means, contact me at cheapcheetah@yahoo.com. I always welcome interviews. I welcome products pertaining to saving, making, having fun with money. If you have a commercial that you would like for me to run, like I do in between my segments, by all means, contact me and we'll talk. I know, family, before we get into it, I know you got your 100% cotton T-shirts, right? The Cheapskates Do It Better T-shirt, I know you got this. Tell me, family, I know you've ordered like a ton of them, and I appreciate it, okay? And you only have really like a couple of more days left, and it's gone. You can't get Cheapskates Do It Better T-shirts. 100% cotton, beautiful colors. If you need to know where to find them, you can email me at cheapcheetah@yahoo.com. You can go to Facebook page, the Cheap Cheetah Money Show. The links are there. You can go to Cheap Cheetah at Blogspot, the Cheap Cheetah Money Show at Blogspot. The link is there. I know you got your shirt. I know. You know, because summertime you want to be sporting a cool T-shirt. So I know you have your T-shirt. I know, because we family like that. We support each other. And on that note, we're going to talk about what I love to talk about. You know I'm a big investing person, right? You know I always love to talk about investing. I always try to push you into investing. So today's topic is investing with little or no money. What I want you to do is I want you to take the change out your pocket. I want you to take the change from under your couch. I want you to take all the extra change from your car, the change you find on the ground, the change from your partner's pocket, the change you just find just laying around that you feel has no purpose whatsoever because it's just change. I want you to take all that change, and I want you to put it in the jar. And every time you find change, it's like thinking about you found a pot of gold. Put that gold in that jar, okay? And the reason I'm telling you to do this is because the simple fact is if you collect your pot of gold, which is all the change you have when you break a dollar bill or when your partner has extra change or when you find change on the ground or when, you know, anytime you find change, you get your pot of gold, your little gold nuggets, you put your gold nuggets in your little jar. Give it maybe 3-4 months, okay? Then you start counting up all your little gold little nuggets. You'll find out that change added up, okay? You'll find out I've collected $50, I've collected $100, I've collected $200, I've collected $25, the change, and you won't miss it because you make it a game. It's like I said, your little gold nuggets are change, and you put your little gold nuggets in your jar and put them away, and you don't touch them. And again, the reason I'm telling you this is because change adds up, eventually you take the change and you put it in the bank. You put it in your savings account, and you wait till you accumulate, say, maybe $500 in change. And then you start talking about investing. Because you can invest for less than $500, but I like to start it off at least with $500. And I'm going to tell you a little story. Because we're talking about change real quick. I've collected a lot of change, and I always collect change. I'm a changeaholic. So I've collected change, and when maybe like 3 months of collecting, I've accumulated like $120 in change. So I would take the $120 and put it towards my investments, okay? Which are we talking about direct drips? We're talking about investing in stocks or putting in a mutual fund, you know, things like that. Just you take the money. Money you don't miss. Or you can take the money and put it towards debt, but we're not talking debt. We're talking about investments. You can enroll in direct stock purchase plans. If you have $17.53 saved from your change that you saved for the month, you could send that money to the direct purchase stock plan so they can purchase you fractional shares of stock. And places like ShareBuilders, Equiserve.com, or direct purchase plans, I would advise you to look into them. Go on the internet, type in direct purchase plans. ShareBuilders will come up. You'll have CompuServe will come up. You'll have a lot of different companies that come up. These companies deal in fractional shares where they can tell you, say, for instance, if you want, I don't know, let's say ExxonMobil, for instance, okay? They will be able to, in some cases, not all cases, buy you a share of ExxonMobil. So they'll say, okay, fine, ExxonMobil wants $500 for you to open an account. You send CompuShare, they'll send you an application, fill it out, you'll send CompuShare to $500, they will open your account with ExxonMobil, and then every month, if you have, I think, $50 or $100, you can put it in towards your ExxonMobil, they will buy you shares in the account, and you keep building up and you're investing in that company. CompuShare, which I totally love, has a lot of different companies you can invest in. I would say go with a company you know. They give you a list of the companies they deal with, how much you have to put in to start. Some companies, they'll tell you they can't deal with you unless you buy a share from a broker. Those are companies we're not interested in. We're interested in companies that you directly can buy from CompuShare. They'll buy it for you, and then you'll get a little paper once you buy it. This is your account with ExxonMobil. This is your account with XYZ company. Buy companies you know, and you can buy them cheap. And when you buy companies with, like, CompuShare and things like that, you avoid the fee that a broker may charge you. So when you get a minute, first of all, we're going to save our change for a couple of days, for a couple of months, rather. So that way, that's the money you don't miss. You're not taking that out of your paychecks. You're not taking out of money that you need to pay down your debt. there's just extra money that you're just setting aside that you're not missing. Because, as I mean, I've seen the way people just throw change on the ground or they don't want to pick it up. They're just like, okay, it's only change. Change adds up. Change makes a difference. Okay? So, like I said, you just look into direct stock purchase. It's cheaper and you avoid a lot of fees and a lot of hassle. I wholeheartedly definitely use share builders. I use CompuShare for buying stocks directly because, you know, it's just on the budget, so I can only afford but so much. So I've used them for years, and so far, knock on wood, they've been pretty daggone good. When you buy your stock, and just say we're talking about Exxon, for example, when you buy your stock at Exxon, and say Exxon says you do $50 a month, you give them $50 a month, it's not mandatory that you give them money every month. But when you get a couple of dollars, like when you get when change gets to 50, when change gets to 100, then you throw it, you give it, write a check, give it to CompuShare, they buy you shares in Exxon or whatever company that you want to. Reinvest the dividends. Buy shares that give you maybe interest, okay? They give you dividends, which means you're getting a percentage of what they made. So you, it's like interest. Like, you know, when you go to the bank, you get interest for putting your money in the bank. The stocks give you interest on your stock. So reinvesting the dividends so you never see the money. Because sometimes the dividends is like $2, $3 every quarter. Reinvest it. Put it back in, buy more shares. Okay? If you work in a company that enrolls and that has like a 401k plan, or like my company had a 401k later, but they started out with 457 plan, which takes a percentage of your paycheck and puts it in towards stocks and bonds and things like that. Before you invest in your 401k, which I, your company's 401k, which I highly suggest, or 457 plan, things like that, go to the meetings they offer, sit down, listen to what they have to say, and then make your decision from there. But if you work for a company like I did, where the pensions are very little, then I would suggest that you have an outside plan, IRA, Roth IRA, a 401k plan, or a 457 plan. That's investing outside of your normal pension because nowadays pensions are not giving you enough money to live on. For example, my pension when I get 62 would be maybe, if I'm lucky, $1,200 a month. I live in New York City. Rent is more than $1,200 a month. So it's not enough for me to live on. I'm grateful for it. It's a blessing. But I have to, you know, when it comes to your retirement, it's a do-it-yourself kind of thing. You have to do it yourself. So just be mindful of what you're doing and be mindful that you're on your own, okay? You have to do your own retirement. You have to do your own investing. I know in the beginning you're saying, okay, investing is kind of scary, because the stock market is kind of scary and I may lose my money and I can't afford it. That's why I'm telling you to do it with change. Because we're disregarding change anyway. We're not saving our change. We're throwing it on the ground. We're throwing it in our pockets. It's all over the house. It's under the couch. It's under the dog bed. You see the point? That's why I'm telling you to invest. Start small. When I started investing, back in the day, I started with $25. And I invested in mutual funds in Franklin Templeton. And how I got there, because I went to the bank. I was always reading about investing, and that's what I want you to do too. Pick up books, Money Magazine, Kipling. Read about investing online. Invest when you're comfortable. But I'm telling you, when you invest money, investments make more money for you than these paltry little savings accounts. And that's why I'm talking to you about it now, because I'm big on investing. You invest in what you know, and you start out small. Like I said, I started with $25 a week in Franklin Templeton, and I invested in mutual funds. And what I did was I allowed them to take $25 when it was $25 back then. We started with $25 every once a month. They took the money out of my checking account, and I didn't miss it. Okay, because it was $25 back then, but now it's like, it was $50, but now it's like, I think it's like $100 they want minimum. Some companies are still $25, like General Electric and things like that. But basically, let's work with like $100 a month. Some companies is $50, but so I was scared too. But I realized in the long run, every time I had extra money, I threw it towards my mutual funds. Then I started getting comfortable, and I said, okay, fine. I start buying individual stocks because they start looking good to me, and so on, so on. Even if you only want to buy one thing, buy mutual funds, which is a whole family of different stocks, instead of buying one individual stock. Buy what you're comfortable with, but again, use your change. Use your change. And CompuShare, the company I was telling you about, they deal in mutual funds too. I'm telling you, that's the best way to go. But you got to buy what you know. Don't be buying John Doe's mutual fund company and you don't know who John Doe is. Because, again, I'm going to tell you, not to put fear in you, I've watched American Greed and it gets ugly. Okay, so just invest in strong, solid companies. That's all I'm saying. And on that note, we'll hear a word from our sponsor.
This message is for independent recording artists. Is your music career at a standstill? If so, let Access to a Rising Artist Promotion get it moving again and take it to the next level. We can assist you with building your brand through online radio promotion, social media marketing, and website development. And if you don't know what direction to go, get an opportunity to have a one-on-one consultation session to get you started in the creative aspect of developing a strategy on going forward with your music career. Get back on your music journey again and visit us online for a host of new opportunities that will put you in the spotlight at www.accesstoarisingartist.com, the ultimate platform for a rising artist to shine.
Thank you, Access to a Rising Artist. That was one of our sponsors. And you, too, can be a sponsor of the Cheap Cheetah Money Show. If you have a product or service that you would like for us to talk about, or if you have a commercial that you would like for us to air on the show, please email me at cheapcheetah@yahoo.com, and we'll discuss the various sponsorships and programs that we offer for different companies. Anyway, getting back to investing, because you see, I'm gung-ho on this. We were talking about enrolling in your company's 401k plan, 457 plan. Okay, like I said, if they offer a class on what they offer and different companies they deal with, go to the class. What is it going to hurt you to take a few minutes out of your time to go to class to learn about the 457 or whatever other outside investment options your company is offering you? Only thing I tell you to do, if you're with a company that offers their own personal stock, unless it's like Microsoft or Yahoo or, you know what I'm saying, be a little leery of that because, you know, remember the Enron thing, right? When they had people buying stock in their own company and then it just kind of went south. Just be very leery of what you buy if you buy individual stocks. Go to the meetings. Decide exactly what you want to invest in for 401k, especially if your company is matching it. You got a sweet deal. You know I get excited about that, right? If you have a good company, a good solid company, and they're giving you a 401k, and they're telling you, you put 3% in, and I'm going to put 3%, so that means you got 6% towards your retirement later on, you'd be foolish not to do that, okay? If they say you put in 5% and we put in 5%, you'd be foolish not to do it. I wish my company did do a, you know, I put in, you put in kind of thing. City cheap, they ain't trying to do that. They said you put in and thank you for putting in kind of thing. You know what I'm saying? So if your company matches, still go to sit down, talk to somebody about it. They matching 3%, put it in. Even if they're not matching 3%, put it in anyway. Trust me when I tell you, unless you have a company that's going to give you a fat pension when you leave, you're going to need the extra money. And even if you get a fat pension when you leave, the extra money be good for vacations or, you know, just enjoying your life. So it's money you don't miss. It's coming out your paycheck. You'll just adjust your budget for the money. That's all. If you want to invest in, and you know what? I don't even know this, but if you want to invest in mutual funds or open a brokerage account, but can't afford the minimum investment, because some require minimum investments, call and negotiate the price with somebody at the brokerage firm. I didn't even know this. You know, I learn something new every time I talk to you. You can negotiate the prices. Just like anything else, when you go shopping or whatever, and you're buying something, this is your money. If they want your money, they're going to work with you. They're going to say, okay, fine, we'll cut down the price, or we'll, you know, let you, we'll waiver the discounts, or we'll waiver the fees. Or what. They're going to work with you, right? You have to value your money as much as they value it. You're bringing something to them. They're just giving you advice or open an account for you. But other than that, this is your money, and you have to treasure it like, you know, it's gold. But again, we're doing this on what? Change. Quarters, nickels, dimes, pennies. Anything we can scrap up, anything we can find, change is our gold nugget that we're going to put in the jar, and we're going to do this with change. It's easier, it's less stressful, and it's money you won't miss. It may take a couple months to gather enough change to do it, but so what? You make a game out of finding change. If you have a little extra money coming in and you want to put it in your little change jar or put it in your little account for investment, fine. But this is all done through change to make it a really simple process to ease you into investing. Okay? Keep your eye on the goal. Identify what it is you're investing for. A house, college education, retirement, and keep investing no matter what. Okay? I'm talking to you a lot about retirement, but you can invest for a house. You can invest for your children's college education. You can invest for your own college education. You can invest for a great vacation. You can invest for anything you want. I preach to you a lot about retirement because I'm big on retirement, because I see what happens to people who make a small pension, say under $15,000, $20,000 a year. I'm seeing and I'm reading what happened to these people, and they're struggling. And I preach to you retirement because I don't want you to struggle. Right now, while you're in your working years, your most productive years, then I want you to make the money, and I want you to enjoy your life. But, yeah, I want you to save the money for your older years as well. So I want you to have a balance in life with your mind on the prize, and that's having a great retirement, okay? And a nice house, too. Okay, we don't have to have a mansion, but a nice house, your kids clothes, fed, going to decent schools, and you and your spouse just enjoying life and, you know, just providing a comfortable environment and a comfortable living style for the family that you have. That's all. And retirement's part of it. College education is good, too, but tell Junior, look, get them grades up, get them scholarships. There's so much money out here that the government is giving. Find scholarships. Help your parents out, you know what I'm saying? Encourage them to excel in areas that they love to excel in and see if there's scholarships for it. Try to be as creative as you can when it comes to Junior going to college. College ain't cheap no more. Okay. It used to be kind of somewhat, not really affordable, but not as expensive as it is now, but that's a whole nother story in itself. Next week, we are talking about making extra money. We can all use extra money to invest, to pay down our debt, to put the money towards our goals, whichever they are. So we can all use extra money. So next week, we're talking about extra money and how to make it. We're on the Make Money series on the Cheap Cheetah Money Show. So, folks, that is it. We have 5 minutes, and you know this is our time to talk. And, you know, again, I want to stress to you, if I haven't stressed to you again, Tuesday is April 14th. You know what that is, right? Tax time. So, you know, if you have not filed your taxes, you haven't even started looking at them bad boys, you need to get on the ball. Unless you file for extension, you need to start looking at your taxes. Because Uncle Sam said he wants his money. And then you want your money if Uncle Sam owes you money, right? Because you can use the money for some of the tax money for investing. If it's extra and you don't need to pay down your bills or anything, and you can spare extra, what, $50, maybe $100, you can use the extra $100 to go towards investing. So Tuesday is tax day. So you got to get on the ball with that. Let me tell you about what I did, what I found yesterday. I was in the supermarket, right? True story. And I was telling my partner, you know, food is so expensive and we can't afford to eat anymore. And we spend like $400 a month on food for two people, which to me, I think that's crazy. And I keep saying, what are we eating? You know, we must be eating gold for that kind of money. So my goal within the next, say, May 1st, is to cut down really on eating so much and trying to eat healthier because we eat a lot of junk food. I'm a junk food junkie, you know. And I'm going to tell you that, you know, because we're family, I'm a junk food junkie. We like sweets. But we eat a lot of junk food, and that's not good. So May, my goal is to cut our food bill in half. If it's $400 for the month, I want to cut it down at least $200 because two people eating $400 for food is crazy. And my partner tells me, well, that's meat. That's meat. We live in New York City. Meat is expensive. But yesterday I got a great deal on hamburger, which I know we shouldn't be eating hamburger, but hamburger, it was 33 cents. They made a mistake, I know, but it was their mistake and my gain. I love it. When have you ever seen a hamburger for 33 cents? And it was a nice size pack, too. So that was my raw moment, my yay, my, you know, I gotta have it moment. That was my, you know, almost like hitting the lottery. When it comes to food, it's almost like hitting the lottery. You got a great score when it comes to meat. Also, if you have creative ways or ways that you've cut down on your food bill, grocery shopping, couponing, whatever it is you have done to cut your food bill in half, please email me at cheapcheetah@yahoo.com. Sister needs to know because I am trying to figure out ways to cut down on my eating and cut down on my expenses when it comes to food, and I'm at a loss for that. I'm not perfect at everything, but I suck when it comes to food and food shopping and just not buying, impulsive buying when it comes to food. So if you have tips or suggestions, hit a sister up at cheapcheetah@yahoo.com. I truly appreciate it, family. I need your help with that. So I welcome all your suggestions and all your comments. Toys R Us. I went to Toys R Us. Don't ask me why. Because I like to go to Toys R Us because I just like to see the great things that come in and things that don't come in. I went to Toys R Us yesterday. Do you know it was crowded? It was crowded and people was in there buying toys for their kids. And I'm saying to myself, why? We just had Christmas a couple of months ago. Lil Junior have a whole bunch of toys that he just got. Why are you in there now still buying stuff for their kids? Help me understand that. Christmas was just a couple months ago. What possibly thing could Junior want that he didn't get for Christmas? He in there at Toys R Us. And Toys R Us used to be cheap. I used to get dolls and stuff, $9. Now them same dolls are $12, $15, and they're not pretty either. I don't know what Mattel did. I don't know what toy companies did, but they've changed their whole outlook on toys, which makes them not attractive, I guess, for the older collector like me, because I'm a collector. It's not like it used to be. To me, bring back the old days. Bring back the old days with toys. That was my rant and rave for the day. That was just our special time. Folks, I know you're going right now to go get your 100% cotton T-shirts that say Cheapskates Do It Better. Go to my link on the Cheap Cheetah Money Show Facebook page, or you could also go to the Cheap Cheetah Money Show on Blogspot. You can look at my profile. Go there. Go to any one of my Facebook, Blogspot, email me, cheapcheetah@yahoo.com. I know you want them T-shirts. I know you do. I know you do. And I want you to want them. Be proud that you like to save money. And on that note, have a great week. Keep your mind on your money on your mind. I love you, and I'll see you next week. And save that money.